Pat Sears found Captain Cat when he got off the 11-7 shift and parked the cruiser out front and went in to log off. There were three steps up to the front door of the police station. The cat was on the bottom step, dead, with a small sign hanging around its neck. On the sign was written, "Slut," in black magic marker. By the time Jesse got there, most of the police had heard about Captain Cat, and several of them had come in, though they weren't on duty. Nobody said much. He was, after all, only a cat. But he had been their cat, and they liked him, and they all could see that his death was about them.
"I find the little punk asshole that did this."
Suitcase Simpson realized he didn't quite know what he'd do, and so didn't finish the sentence. But his round face was bright with anger.
"What the hell does slut mean?" Pat Sears said. "For Christ's sake, he's a male cat."
Jesse picked up the cat and his head flopped loosely. "I'd say his neck is broken," Jesse said. He put the cat back down. "Peter," Jesse said to the evidence officer, "when you've done what you can do here, take the cat down to the vet and see what he died of, and dust that tag on him." Perkins nodded. Jesse stood and went into the police station. He closed his office door and sat in his chair and put his feet up on the desk. Slut again, he thought. It didn't fit with spray painting the cruiser, and it doesn't fit with killing the cat. But of course it was not about the cruiser, Jesse knew that, or about the cat. It was about the police department and about somebody's private connection to the word slut. Is it the whole department? Is it one cop? Is it me? Jesse laced his hands behind his head and let his mind go empty, letting the problem drift at the periphery of his consciousness, looking at it obliquely. He was still sitting, hands behind his head, feet up on the desk, lips pursed slightly when Peter Perkins knocked on the door.
"Vet says
the cat's neck is broken," Perkins said.
"Says he would have died immediately."
Jesse nodded.
"There's a little trace of dried blood on the cat's claws," Perkins said. "Not enough, really, to do me much good, but I figure Captain scraps the guy."
"Can you get a blood type?"
"Not enough," Perkins said. "It's microscopic."
"How about state forensic?"
"For what?" Perkins said. "A feline aside?"
Jesse smiled slightly. "Might be a little embarrassing, I guess." Perkins stood without speaking in front of Jesse's desk. Perkins started and stopped, looked for what he wanted to say.
"I don't like this thing, Jesse."
"What thing?"
"The slut thing, the cruiser, now the cat. It's an escalation."
"Yes," Jesse said, "it is."
"Maybe this isn't some kid."
"Maybe not," Jesse said.
"Maybe it's serious," Perkins said.
"Maybe you need to take the microscopic blood samples into state forensic."
"It's still on the cat's claws."
"So take the cat."
"Jesus, Jesse."
"I'll call over there," Jesse said. "Sort of smooth the way for you."